This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
6 o'clock, we get back to the Commanders here on the Hoffman Shows. We'll take a look at ESPN's Way Too Early 2025 NFL Power Rankings, and we will tier them off into our own tier rankings that we do during the season. Do the Commanders make the cut as a prime contender entering 2025-26? The answer at 6 p.m. Right now, though, Anthony, I think that we should talk about the sporting event that deep down, I think we always knew that we needed. And we are getting it, and it is as good as we thought it could be, and more. Unrivaled, the off-season, if you will, women's basketball league that has taken about 35, 36 of the top, let's call it 45 players in the world. Absolutely star-studded. Basically, the only two players of the top flight players that are missing from this league in the women's basketball world are Caitlin Clark and Asia Wilson. Both decided they weren't going to play this year. There's definitely a chance, I think, that Clark plays next year. We'll see about Asia if she wants to get in on the act next year. But outside of that, I mean, Nafisa Collier, Brianna Stewart, they're the two co-founders of the league. It's a three-on-three league that also has a one-on-one tournament, which started last night. And we have for years wanted an NBA one-on-one tournament. And The ladies are giving us what we've always wanted in terms of the best basketball players in the world playing one-on-one. And, buddy, it is A+. First of all, one of the questions I had going into this is, like, what are the rules? Because you can play one-on-one a whole bunch of different ways. You can have just pure free-for-all where you just play the way that I think a lot of us kind of played, especially early growing up. You can have a more structured, like, oh, it's two dribble or three dribble, whatever. And what they did was they made it a 7-second shot clock, defensive rebound. There are two players on the outside. Like, some of them were, I think, players. Sometimes it was like an assistant coach, or whoever, but they call it the outlet player. So you get the defensive rebound, you throw the ball to your outlet player. That clears that once you clear the 3-point line, you get the ball back. And now that kind of fixes the ever, one-on-one problem of how do you engage from having a live or without having a live dribble. So can you do something from triple threat? And you fix that because now you're receiving a pass. And like sometimes in one-on-one, every time you get a defensive rebound, you check up, or often you'll check up, and that's a way to do it. This kind of formalizes that. Offensive rebounds are live. The shot clock resets to 5. It's really well done, I think, in all aspects. It's make it take it, which is a classic thing that's unique to one-on-one. Love that. And yeah, man, like all the setup is great, and then you get to the product where you have these ladies just absolutely cooking each other, including upset of the night, the homie, friend of the show, Aaliyah Edwards, who was like, "Hey, you got to root for me," and I was like, "Aaliyah, done. You're the only person down there that's truly a friend of the show." I mean, Shakira Austin, it's great. Oh, love talking to Shakira every year. Who also, by the way, wanted an upset last night. But Aaliyah Edwards takes down her UConn Husky sister, Brianna Stewart, the number one seed, the co-founder of the league, and she did it, Anthony, 12-0 in the quickest game of the night. How about our girl, Aaliyah Edwards, rocking it down at Unrivaled one-on-one? The drama, the competitiveness, the ball. This was awesome, bro.
It was definitely crazy. I will say I did not have Aaliyah Edwards beating Brianna Stewart, but to also do it 12-0, give her a donut.
Yo, threes were falling. Yeah. Took her off the dribble.
Left hand, off hand, didn't matter. Step back. Nah, we definitely needed this. I'm excited for, I guess, the second batch of one-on-ones for round one.
Well, so that was round one last night. Round two is tonight, which, by the way, because they've had to reconfigure their bracket a little bit because they've
got some people hurt.
Some girls that are banged up. And so Aaliyah actually, by winning that, got a bye because the other people that like she would have faced, both of them were out. So she automatically advances. She doesn't play tonight. I thought about seeing if we could get her on the show today, but we got a little jammed up. But we'll see if we can connect with her soon. By the way, speaking of Mystics stuff, the Mystics introductory press conference for their new GM and head coach, initially scheduled for last week, got rescheduled, is now this, or 2 weeks ago, now going to be tomorrow. So I will sit down with both of them. Those interviews will go at Hoffman W Sports, and we'll try to play them here on the show as well later as the week goes. But yeah, she's off tonight, and the second round of one-on-one is tonight. And it goes through the week. And then, I think the 3-on-3, part of this is wrapping up, over the next week and a half or so as well. So yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of the 3-on-3 you've taken in, but like, that's been awesome too.
Now I watched the 3-on-3 as well. But I think 1-on-1 is just different though, just because you're out there on your own, you're going out there showing off what bag you have. And the fact that we getting upset, like Rakia, she upset, Jackie Young. We have Shakira upsetting
Chelsea Gray.
So it's just like, and these are the some of the better players that we see around the league. We see Brianna Stewart. We see everybody talking about Chelsea Gray. All right, yeah, watch out for these first and second year
players. Nobody's supposed
though.
To have a bigger bag than Chelsea Gray.
I'm saying.
And Shakira was like, nah. And it's been interesting because sometimes it's styles make fights. Like, yeah. Kalia Copper beat Aaliyah Boston, but she wasn't happy about it. She's like, damn, that big girl made me work because, like, Aaliyah is a big and Ka is a guard, and that was not very fun for Kalia Copper, even if she ultimately got the job done. I think Kalia Copper's quote was, the big girls need their home bracket. Like, if you're doing that on the NBA, NBA side, it's like, all right, all dudes over 7 feet, like, y'all need your own bracket. We ain't trying to mess with you with the guards. And some of the sound bites, by the way, the sound bites have been of the post game. Roz Goldon-Wude was on the post game last night. Do we have both Rakia and
I have Alicia
and Alicia Gray. Okay, so Alicia Gray. Alicia Gray is a guard for the Atlanta Dream of the WNBA. Excellent player, WNBA All-Star. Maybe not as well known because she's not like on that superstar level, but a bona fide All-Star. She played with Asia Wilson at University of South Carolina. They're very close. And she played her Atlanta Dream teammate, Jordan Canada, one. And then very quickly, as will become apparent, talked to Roz Goldon-Wude on the sideline afterwards. And by the way, Alicia Gray, you'll find out in this interview why she is so excited to be at Unrivaled.
Oh, you always trying to get to the bag with money on the line. Like, who don't want no money?
I know that's right.
Oh, I thought you had the whole interview, Anthony.
Oh, the 20-second one?
I'm talking about, like, I think the whole 90 seconds was, like, some of the funniest TV that I've seen. It's like, we were watching it. I turned to Rachel, and I go, this is why real things exist. She was exhausted, tired. And that's the thing. It's like, how long? These games are not very long, but because they're one-on-one, they're super intense. And she's like, yeah, she ran me. Like, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. It was so funny. And then she got to the end and Roz asked her, like, hey, you got the whole interview? All right, let's just run the tape.
Alicia, Wednesday you lost to this team by 23 points tonight. A win by
Oh, that's not the right one.
How starting with this team.
It's not. My bad.
That's all right. We'll find it for real things. Rekia Jackson, also hilarious in the post game, where she was asked about facing Nafisa Collier next. And she, by the way, Nafisa Collier, let's remember, one of the co-founders of the league. And Rekia Jackson, who was a rookie last year for the LA Sparks, goes, I'm just going to get physical with her and hope the refs aren't on their bull crap, quote unquote. And we were texting her in this, dying. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, she's keeping it a bean, though, man. Don't let them refs, you know, be the star of the show. That's all I'm saying. Let them play.
What do you think this is, the NFL?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, so Unrivaled one-on-one tournament, part two tonight. It's on, you can watch on Max or on True TV and TNT. It's just hilariously funny. By the way, the announcing's so good on this. Like, the coverage, I would say, in general, is so good. Lisa Leslie's doing color, along with Sarah Kustak, who calls Nets games on the men's side. Brendan Glasheen, who I actually know, he's a Syracuse guy. He does the Connecticut Sun games for the WNBA, but was tabbed as their play-by-play announcer. He's great. So the coverage has been outstanding. Studio, game coverage, the one-on-one coverage. Like, they're just the whole league. Like, they did this right. And the product has been fantastic. And I think, Anthony, it puts pressure on the men to be like, hey, your All-Star weekend's been booty for a decade.
Yeah, we need the NBA to follow after the WNBA. Bring the one-on-one game.
Follow after, credit where it's due.
Oh, follow Unrivaled.
After Unrivaled.
Unrivaled, sorry.
And I do think that is interesting. Like, of course, when like two W teammates play each other, they'll reference that. But generally speaking, they're not really referencing the WNBA. They're like, we're our own thing. Yeah, of course, it's the same players and some of the best in the world. But it has been fantastic ball that Unrivaled has put on down there in Miami. All right, when we get back, we have two show business things to take care of. One, we have to revisit a moment from yesterday's show that is now going viral on the internet. And also, I need to ask Anthony for some ideas on what I should do with my night tonight, because I'm in a situation that normally he's in, that I'm not normally in.
Hey, so you ain't got to say it like that, man.
we're different places in our lives, Anthony.
That is fair.
I realized as I said that came off as, maybe we'll skip that part. Well, more Hoffman Show next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.